Okay, in this lesson, we're going to run through navigating Google's security policies and the privacy policy requirements for Chrome extensions as well. So a couple of years ago, Google made a big deal of every extension having a solid privacy policy and making that clear for users to be able to check that out before they install the extension. So you can generate these privacy policies and have them on your website using something like Terms Feed. They've got a wizard on their website that will allow you to generate your privacy policy just by answering these questions about your extension. Now, of course, you will have to pay for this one, but it will cover all the key components of the privacy policy that you will need. So you might want to check this out. But of course, you could just generate something pretty decent in ChatGPT as well by giving it some of the prompts on this page and giving more details about your Chrome extension and supporting business. And in the rest of the lesson, we'll be having a look at some of the key points from the Chrome Web Store policies, specifically around updated privacy policy and secure handling requirements. So I'll leave a link to this in the resources section below. They recommend that you read this from top to bottom, but I picked some things out that you might want to have a look at, which we'll get into now. So the big question is whether you handle personal or sensitive user data or not. If you don't, then you've got no special or obligations under this user data policy. You just state in your privacy policy you don't handle user data. But if you do, then there's some actions that you need to take. So what do we mean first by personal and sensitive user data? We're talking about personally identifiable information. So names, addresses, phone numbers, emails, usernames, financial information, health information, form data the user's filled in, browsing history, communications, and any user-generated content. So if your extension does handle any of these, then you must post a privacy policy in the Chrome Web Store developer dashboard, handle the user's data securely, including transmitting it via modern cryptography, and then you need to read the rest of the frequently asked questions in this document here, just to make sure you're adhering to everything that is required and you don't end up in Google's bad books. Okay, so what should a privacy policy say? It needs to say what information you collect, how you use that information, and what information do you share. Again, you can use these as prompts for ChatGPT to ensure that these areas are covered in your privacy policy. And then the other key question is whether you require a prominent disclosure and affirmative consent. So the answer is yes, when both of these requirements apply. So the product does handle personal or sensitive user data, and that the handling of that user data is not closely related to the functionality described prominently in the web store page and user interface. So I'll just draw your attention to that section here. And you want to have a look down these descriptions and see if the prominent disclosure is required in your case. So unless you're doing something with the data on the back end or something wildly different than what you're promoting in the Chrome Web Store listing, and for in most cases that prominent disclosure is not required. But in cases like this where an extension adds themes to popular social media sites but also scrapes a number of friends a user has for sale or research purposes, that's not going to be advertised in the Chrome Web Store listing, so they need a prominent disclosure to say what's happening to that user's data. Okay, I know this is probably not the most exciting thing, but it is something that you need to be aware of, so I'll leave a link to this in the resources section below, and I'll see you in the next lesson.